I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Tommy.
And you're listening to the Film Ninjas podcast. Today is the vernal equinox. So in honor of that, we're going to be looking at all of the movies coming out this spring. Today is our spring movie preview. So we got a lot of movies to cover. And today, today we're welcoming back Tommy Coleman.
Hello.
He's back with us. He joined us for the Gravity podcast.
Was fun.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Was very fun. I liked it. That's why I'm back.
Exactly.
Good. That's good.
Good. Good. Very good.
What's our first movie on the list today?
We'll get to that in a second.
What?
I actually got some news for our Film Ninjas. We are going to be giving away some Film Ninjas t-shirts to some loyal listeners.
Ooh.
If you can answer some movie trivia about this episode in 2 weeks, you will get a Film Ninjas t-shirt customized completely for you.
I like that. That's cool. Okay.
Yes. We also have our comic book episode coming out soon. We got to get that one up pretty soon because Captain America the Winter Soldier, I don't know how many of you guys saw the Marvel movie special last Tuesday. It was going all about Ant-Man, talking about the whole Marvel cinematic universe.
What was this on?
It showed the first 11 minutes of Captain America the Winter Soldier.
What?
If you guys haven't seen it, check it out on TV because that was really cool. And that one's coming out, I think, next, like April 5th or something like that. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
I really like that.
To me, it seemed like it was the real continuation. Like, you seen Iron Man 3? You saw the new Thor, right?
Yeah.
I saw the new Thor. I didn't see Iron Man 3, and I'm really disappointed because everybody keeps trying to ruin it for me, and I yell at them.
It's
well,
good.
Those two movies are cool, and they felt like continuations of, like, Iron Man and then Thor.
Right.
This one feels like a continuation of Avengers, like, because it has Black Widow. It has Nick Fury. It has Captain America and, you know, a couple other characters that you saw
awesome.
From Avengers. I mean, you see, like, the you see the helicarriers and everything like that. You see all this stuff from S.H.I.E.L.D. It feels like another Avengers movie because they're talking more about Avengers stuff. So I'm excited for that one. We'll talk about that one a little bit more in depth. Other than that, if you heard last week's episode, yeah, we're not talking about it this week. My favorite movies, that we'll have to wait for another podcast.
That's right. We didn't finish that.
We did not finish that one. But, you know, we talked about Pulp Fiction. I got a couple other movies like Empire, Dark Knight. We'll get to those in another podcast. Well, other than that, that's all the news we got for now. So let's see what we got first on our list.
What is first on the list? We got like five movies today? What movies today to talk about?
I think the first one we are talking about is Noah. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, Darren Aronofsky, the director of Black Swan and a couple other crazy ones. Oh, he did The Wrestler too, didn't he?
Okay.
He's a crazy director. He's like really dark. I remember hearing back in the day, like after Batman and Robin came out, they wanted to like restart the franchise.
Okay.
And they were talking like, let's get Darren Aronofsky. He's weird. He's an independent
he's
filmmaker.
Got a cool name.
That too.
I like his name.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Let's get him to do Batman Year One and make it real dark and gritty. And a lot of it came out in the way that they did Batman Begins because it felt that way. You know, like it was different than the other Batman movies.
Yeah, it was definitely darker. But I think they did it a lot better. Like, because the newest ones, they were more. It was definitely. I don't even know if you can call that real, but it was more real. Because it wasn't. It wasn't like sugarcoated superhero stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, real
it's
problems
like this
with being a superhero.
Have,
you know,
like a $300 million suit,
right?
And actually go do this stuff,
right? The only thing that's the only problem is like these supervillains just kind of pop up, just
yeah.
happened to pop up after Batman came around. Like, regardless of those guys being around beforehand anyway.
Whose suit was more expensive, Iron Man or Batman?
Probably Iron Man.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man's flies.
Oh, I guess you're right. Rockets are expensive.
They are.
I think palladium, that goes by, like, $10 million an ounce.
You know, but Who, you know, a suit is probably the most expensive was Sandra Bullock's in Gravity. The $12 million, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Expensive.
Expensive suit. It could fly, too. No. In zero gravity.
George Clooney's could fly. And he was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Sandra couldn't even land the spaceship. The little thing.
And George Clooney had no idea how physics worked.
That's right.
It's like,
that's right.
I got to cut this. I'm being pulled by nothing.
Okay, so, see ya.
Die.
Well, anyway, Noah. We're supposed to be talking about Noah.
We were talking about Darren Aronofsky first.
Okay, I don't know anything about him. So that's
he's like a dark and gritty director. You never seen Black Swan? You never seen The Wrestler?
I didn't see Black Swan. I think I saw The Wrestler. I did see The Wrestler.
You did?
Yeah, and good movie. I also hated it because it's like, I love tragedies because I don't know what it is about them that seem real, and that was totally
a tragedy.
Yeah, but it also made me really sad on the inside, so I was like, wow, I hate this movie. But it was a really good movie. Have you seen it?
What's it called?
The Wrestler.
No.
With
no,
Mickey Rourke?
Mickey, nope. Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Rourke.
That's how Sean Connery would say Ricochet.
Is that how he would say it? I don't think he would ever say it. Don't do it.
No, I was about to say something inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, don't do that either.
This is James Bond. Darren Aronofsky, I mean, what would you think? Because you saw the trailer for Noah. Did you get a feeling of The Wrestler from it, too? Because it's, you know, that same kind of gritty, dark, tragic feeling.
Like the way
feeling.
It was filmed, I guess? Yeah. It kind of felt like it was in the same Batman universe, like, 2,000 years before, 3,000 years
like
before.
Like a Batman universe?
You know, it Bible? Was like... I mean, it was Noah.
I saw and then bats.
There was two of them.
There was two bats, yeah. Well, it's like Noah, and then the Earth gets flooded, and then they redo whatever. They repopulate, and then a couple thousand years later, Batman shows up.
Mm-hmm. Because of Noah.
Exactly. direct descendant.
I did not know that.
I don't know. What do you think about Noah, Tony?
It's
you
dark. I think it'll be good. I like the trailer. Hopefully it will be...
Emma Watson's in it.
I like it already.
Yeah.
I'm down. Let's go see it.
Jennifer Connelly's in it, too.
I don't know who that is.
Dude, you don't know who Jennifer Connelly is?
I probably know her by faith.
She was in A Beautiful Mind.
Is she Noah's wife?
I think so.
It's Russell Crowe. She's always Russell Crowe's wife in like every movie.
All right.
Cinderella Man.
I saw that. That was a good movie.
A Beautiful Mind.
I didn't see that. I don't know. I'm really good with faces. I'm terrible with names. So, I don't know. If I saw her face.
Yeah. Probably. You ever see The Rocketeer?
I don't know.
I've never even Labyrinth? Heard of that. I've heard of
Labyrinth.
Jennifer Connelly is the girl.
Dude, you think I'm going to remember a movie 10 years ago, and I can't even remember a movie trailer I saw 10 minutes ago? So, I don't know. I'd probably recognize her face. But I don't know. I'm really... Noah is... Because they always do the biblical stories. Like, or sometimes. I don't always do them. But it's kind of... You never know. It's borderline. Like, how accurate is this really? And then people complain about it. Like, we were looking up what was the ratings of people complaining about it. Versus...
Yeah, and it was all different, too. It said, like, 98% of people didn't like this movie. And then they showed, like, another... Oh, no, wait. 86% said it's cool.
You know, 86% of the 2% said it was good. But, like, people, like, judge these movies like they're somebody's biblical source of information. Like, this is exactly what happened in Noah. It's like, it's kind of Hollywood. It's probably made up.
Nobody really knows exactly what happened.
Entertainment. That's what people
because even the narrative of the Bible.
But that's what I'm saying. People complain about it like it's somebody's main source. Like, somebody's going to get the wrong idea about the Bible. Like, it's Hollywood. Like, do you think they're watching this movie because they care about Jesus? I think they're watching this movie because...
They want to be entertained.
Because they want to be entertained.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from what I know of the Bible, the narrative about Noah is very sparse. It's like, so Noah built the ark for, like, 500 years, and then all this, like, it started raining. Like, it doesn't say what happened, like, in between.
Just kind of started raining.
So, I mean, for all we know, it's probably just as accurate... This movie is going to be just as accurate as Evan Almighty. Like...
Okay. Steve Carell would do that.
They should have had him in this one.
Yeah.
They should have. Balance out the darkness and the...
some comic relief.
These crazy voices.
Let's see. Just we're looking this up online right now. It stars Russell Crowe as Noah. Jennifer Connelly as...
Does it have a picture of Jennifer Connelly on there?
As Noah's wife.
Yeah, as Noah's wife. Yeah, Jennifer Connelly.
Picture. Let's see how hot she
is. Is it? Oh, I can't see. You have to pick it up.
Solid 7.5.
Maybe. Okay. I kind of recognize her face.
8.5.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
I don't agree. But, okay.
She was in Hulk. She played Betty Ross.
Really?
Maybe she was in A Pure Mind.
Okay, well, anyway. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on it. I mean, it'll be entertaining, but
dude,
I'm probably
not
going to care.
Anthony Hopkins as Methuselah, Noah's grandfather.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else have we got rounding out the cast? Emma Watson
as
Tila Shem's wife. Kevin Durand, he played the Blob in Wolverine.
The Blob in
I'm like
Wolverine.
The Blob in
X-Men Origins, Wolverine? The Wolverine. He's the big guy who, like, was indestructible, and then he got fat.
Oh!
Okay. For a second, you said Blob, and I thought you were going to say the voice of the little Blob guy in that movie for the kids. Oh, what was it called?
The little
the
Blob
monster,
guy?
The Invader monsters or whatever, but they're all in this.
Monsters vs. Aliens?
Is that it?
I don't know.
That's probably it. It's like a Disney thing, I think.
DreamWorks.
I don't know. Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That see, look, he go. Looks like Ditto.
Yeah, he does. You said Flubber, I was going to say yes, so you threw me off. But yes, he looks like both of those.
Let's see. And then this is kind of new. This is, I don't know where they pulled this out of the narrative, but Ray Winstone is playing Tubal Cain, Noah's nemesis.
He's a nemesis? Did Noah have a nemesis?
Is that the king?
As far as I knew, a nemesis of Noah was Satan.
He's like, don't build the ark. Like,
that's, yeah.
Just have everybody die and we're cool.
Like this very opposing, you know, looks at things. Opinions? That one.
And let's see. Produced by Arnon Milchen. So if you've never heard of him, he's the guy who also did the Conan the Conqueror, Conan the Barbarian movies.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, that epic, archaic, like, you know, swords and sorcery kind of thing.
Every
you know?
Action movie ever that has to do with prior to now.
Right. Well,
if it's not...
No,
if,
I mean, like in ancient times.
If there's,
like
a,
almost
if
borderline
there's a,
caveman. So,
okay,
you know.
I was going to say, because if there's, like, an action movie about war, it's either way in the future or it's way in the past, and it's neither.
It's true.
And there's never, like, modern day anything. Like, except for, like, what was the SEAL Team 6 movie? Zero Dark Thirty. Like, that was the only one that was, like, modern.
And let's see. It's written on a script based on Darren Aronofsky, and...
To be honest, I'm not really looking forward to seeing Noah at all. It just doesn't... It doesn't look all that great.
Oh, look. Hey, they gave Moses a writing credit.
Did they?
Yeah. Moses wrote the Book of Genesis.
There you go. Perfect.
And so that one comes out March 28th, 2014.
Are you going to go watch it?
I probably might, just because I'm curious.
You can let me know how it is. I really don't
understand. It's one of those movies that I feel like my parents would like to see more.
It's one of those movies you watch with your family just because they're like, let's go to a movie. You're like, okay, let's watch Noah.
I mean, it seems action-y and epic-y enough for me.
Epic-y.
That's not really a word, but you know what I'm saying.
It's like a cuter turn on epic.
it's like one of those epic movies that you can watch with your family. Because, I mean, I doubt they're going to be dropping F-bombs and all this stuff in this movie.
Yeah, in a Bible movie.
Yeah.
F being the flood. Sorry.
No, not that F word. But it seems like it's one of the more PG-13
yeah.
friendly movies
That's
to
exactly
families.
Exactly why it looks boring.
There's sword fighting. They got some fighting in
there. Noah threw a spear
mm-hmm.
from what I saw.
At what? I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
The water. Like the water.
The
wolves.
See, oh. and that's
the water.
The
no,
well,
no.
Wolves are allowed on.
I just like poking the water with the sword. It's not working, God.
God, this isn't happening how you said.
You said I could kill the water.
Throw a hyena at it.
Oh, God.
I will use a dragon to block the doors for you.
That's why I don't have dragons anymore, yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Are you gonna see it at all? Do you think it's
I will wait until it comes out. And see what other people say. And I might go see it in theaters if it's good. If not, I'll probably end up renting it later when it comes out. I'm not in a huge rush to see this. I'm not really excited for it at all, really.
It just, but, I don't know. It was. No. I was watching the trailer. I wasn't ecstatic. I wasn't excited.
Yeah.
I mean, there was really no emotion to it. It's like, it's just another movie.
Yeah.
It's not anything different. What, like, would you, I've give seen this before.
What would you give this as a preliminary rating? How many shurikens out of 10?
Out of 10? Maybe a 5. It's just kind of in between.
I'd give it a 6.
I don't really care for it at all.
It looks well done. It looks like an epic. It looks like a movie worth watching. But am I going to see this movie over some other ones?
No.
No.
What about you, Tommy?
I'll give it a 6.
Give it a 6?
Yeah, a solid 6, 6 point something.
Yeah, 6 point something. It's kind of around 6.
Nobody has to point a gun in my head to make me watch this movie.
Right.
Yeah, I just, you know. I don't know, what's our next movie? I'm tired of this movie already.
Emma Watson, though.
I know, that's the only reason I'd go see it.
That's where the point something came from.
Point something. What's our next movie, Michael? Don't you have a list?
Our next movie is Godzilla.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, Tommy. Nope. We were talking about this earlier.
I don't know if I can do it. Another animal movie.
I'm done with the animal movies. Animal or giant monster movie?
Hey, if he's, I don't know. He can't speak English. Oh, wait. Oh, God. I meant language. That's really racist.
You have something against Japanese things what?
Nope.
Not just you, Michael.
Okay. Well, specifically from what I know, since I'm this, like, human encyclopedia. I just have Wikipedia.
I was going to say.
I do retain a lot of information, though. But let's see, this one. Godzilla, based on the kaiju epic from Japan, 1954, where a giant, fire-breathing, radioactive lizard monster comes out and starts terrorizing Tokyo.
Just because. Like, there was no side.
That's what I don't understand. Why would he want to do that?
Why? Where was he before he was massive like that? Right. Like, when he was first born?
It just seems like a lot of work for him when he'd rather be swimming or doing other things. You know, like, he's just stepping on buildings. That's got to hurt his feet. He's getting shot at. You'd think he'd be like, oh, I should probably, like, leave these guys alone. They're hurting me. And then go off and play on some beach somewhere. Some dragon beach. I don't know.
Dragon beach? I don't know. It looks... It's going to be a Pacific Rim. It's the prequel to Pacific Rim.
I really like Pacific Rim, though.
I don't know. I mean, Pacific Rim was, like, good. It was entertaining.
It was the best Power Rangers movie ever made.
All the Megazords came together and started uniting to fight off weird alien things. I don't know. It was just, like, Pacific Rim, they were trying to be emotional, and you're staring at robots. Like, you didn't see them doing it. Like, there's two people, and, like, one of them's staring straight ahead, not doing anything, and the other one's, like, crying. And then they go to her, and she's like, yeah, I feel the same way. I don't know. It was just, it wasn't emotional. Like, it's all CGI, and then they go blasting under the water, and they're trying to be emotional again. I'm sacrificing myself, and I just don't care.
Well, definitely out of the realm of, like, did you see Cloverfield?
No.
Do you see Super 8?
Yeah. Isn't Cloverfield and Godzilla the same thing?
It's pretty close. It's kind of like, you know, a big monster movie coming and attacking a giant major city.
Except this one's not going to make me throw up from motion sickness.
For the first probably.
Cloverfield, probably not as much shaky cam.
Cloverfield freaked me out. My brain could not handle it. It was a packed theater. I saw it on day one. The only spots available were the very, very front row. And so I sat in this movie, very front row, immediately got a migraine.
That's probably the worst place to see that movie.
Of any movie.
Yeah.
That one would be the worst one to see in the very front row of a huge theater.
Well, this one, it's directed by Gareth Edwards. I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. You could say any director. I'd probably have no idea who he is.
Tim Burton.
I know who Tim Burton is. Okay. I got like a couple I know. Tim Burton, who's the guy that does Transformers?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Explosion Man.
I was going to say Explosion Man.
Well, okay, this makes sense. I've never heard of Gareth Edwards, and I just looked him up. The only movies he's directed are Monsters. He's going to direct Godzilla.
Is the name of the movie Monsters?
Monsters.
That's clever.
Yeah. Okay. Godzilla, which is coming out. This is his second movie, which second-time directors, unless they've had critically acclaimed productions the first time around, I'm always wary of, because they're like, oh, dude, I know how to direct movies.
That's kind of like saying... if you had a project you did once and you didn't do amazing at it, I'm not expecting another amazing thing. But if you did something amazing, then I'm going to expect something amazing.
What was his first
one? And even better.
It totally makes sense, though. I mean, the first one of course was called Monsters.
The second movie is going to be Godzilla. And then his third movie...
How was the first one? How was Monsters rated?
I'll look that up in a second. But to me, this already explains a lot. Monsters, Godzilla, his second movie. His next one's going to create is a sequel to Monsters called Monsters Dark Continent.
So Monsters 2.
I am not excited for this Godzilla movie.
No.
It's just like Monsters, Monsters, Monsters. Is that all you know how to direct?
Maybe. Maybe he only knows how to do CGI. And then make people scream. All right, just yell and run. You jump on a car. Be frantic.
Yell and run. What else? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's all that.
What do you have to direct? It's all CGI. I guess, do directors direct the CGI people what to do? Or do they just...
Yeah.
Like, what do directors do on movies that are 99% CGI and people usually running?
It's kind of like a food chain kind of thing. Like, they have the directors who are at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Producers kind of tell them even what to do, though. They're like, no, make it more family-friendly. Less boobs. More S-words. Like, director, then director of photography, who is then in charge of cinematography. So there's cinematographers who do that, and they have charge of their individual scenes. When it comes to those scenes, if they have CGI in them, it's a combination of those people, ultimately with a director kind of overseeing it all, with a director of digital effects.
Mm.
So a director of digital effects will pretty much direct the fake digital shot, send it over to the cinematographers. The cinematographers okay it. Then they send it to the director of photography, who sends it to the director.
That sounds awful.
That's what happens when you have big budget movies, though.
Right. You know what? The only thing I am looking forward to, though, in Godzilla... is Bryan Cranston.
He's in this movie. Let's go back to that for a second.
Because I really like Bryan Cranston. Like, even before Breaking Bad, he was like, I already had some good impressions of him. And then in Breaking Bad,
Malcolm in the Middle? He was hilarious in that.
Right? And then he did Breaking Bad, which he did amazing.
You ever see Drive?
Possibly? I don't know.
Was Ryan Gosling?
I think he did.
Bryan Cranston was in that too. It was like a little character bit.
Oh.
He played the guy who gave Ryan Gosling a job with this gangster guy.
Okay, this gangster.
Well, because he owned the mechanic shop where Ryan Gosling worked at.
Okay,
that's his like I'd regular have to
re-watch
job.
It. It's been a while,
but it's like, he did a really good character bit. Like, you know, you don't notice him because he's not the main star, but he helped the movie along.
He always does really well.
Yeah. Stars Bryan Cranston. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Skanksing. Well, gangsters and Crankston.
That should be like a TV show.
Or The Streets.
The Streets. Narrated by Bryan Cranston.
God. Anyway, so what were you saying?
Aaron Taylor Johnson's in this movie as well. You might remember him from Kick-Ass.
Okay. Was that the main guy?
Yeah, Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Ken Watanabe. He's Batman Begins, where he played... Ra's al Ghul, the first time where he's the bald one.
Okay,
he's the decoy. He was also in The Last Samurai. He was in Inception.
Okay.
He's been a couple of like, bit parts. He's a really famous Japanese actor if you've never heard of him.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm sure I've seen him.
He makes sense for this movie, of course. Like, the biggest selling Japanese actor of all time. Gotta put him in this one.
Of course. You know, Godzilla.
Who else he got? David Strathern, Juliette Binoche, Elizabeth Olsen.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Those are all okay actors and actresses, but
I don't know. Is anything important we should be talking about Godzilla, or are we just kind of not looking forward to it?
Well, I did look up Gareth Edwards and his Monsters.
Yeah.
It was nominated for a BAFTA award, which
BAFTA, that's really... Never heard of what a BAFTA.
What is a BAFTA award?
It's like the British equivalent of the Academy Awards.
Okay.
So, we might not be taking him as seriously as we should be.
I don't know. I saw Godzilla's face. And it looked kind of cool.
CGI at all. Looks like a lizard.
Looks like a giant lizard.
Looks like a Komodo dragon that can stand and breathe fire. Can he breathe fire?
He can breathe fire. Yeah.
Radioactive fire, that too.
Radioactive fire.
Monsters got 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's...
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Box office performance, he made it for $500,000, and he got over $4 million back.
Oh.
Which...
It's a good investment.
Good investment. $500,000 for that, like,
yeah, I'll take it.
It's a successful picture. You know, not widespread. Not everybody has seen it. Of course, we haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
But Accolades, nominated for 6 British Independent Film Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor. Eventually won Best Director, Best Technical Achievement, Best Achievement in Production Awards.
Well, is he nominated for all those, or did he actually
win? He was nominated for those and won for those 3.
Wow.
At the 2011 BAFTAs, nominated for Outstanding Debut by a British Director, but lost to 4 Lions.
So maybe this will be actually kind of a decent movie.
Was nominated for Best Science Fiction Movie, but lost to Super 8. And have you seen Super 8?
I love Super 8. No, I heard it was good, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, the big monster movies, I'm always a little skeptical.
I am too.
Because they go one of 2 ways. They're either good or they're awful.
But especially if he did like a really good job with this one, yeah. Like, I have faith. I have faith that it's not going to be a total steaming pile of crap. Like, you heard about the 1998 one with Matthew Broderick?
No.
With that big shot with the cameraman?
Oh, I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah. It was such a piece of crap. I hated that one.
It's because, like, the only thing is, it's like the first time you hear about Transformers coming out, you go, well, like, man, this is awesome. I really hope it's good because it's iconic. Transformers is iconic.
Godzilla. Everyone's heard of Godzilla.
Is iconic. Yeah. If he screws up Godzilla, he's done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he's pretty confident in his ability. I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be good.
What I know from what I've heard from other people and some limited experience in the film industry is that, yeah, in limited budgets, like where you have a lot of control over doing all this stuff, that shows like your ability in a very small scale. When you go big scale, you think it's all big and scary. But really, if the producers have faith in you,
yeah,
they're giving you the best CGI artists, the best like cinematographers, the best everything. Like a lot of the stuff that you ended up having to do as a director, like wearing 11 other hats, you don't have to worry about all that crap anymore. Like
to get good people behind it.
I mean, and some of the things that I've directed, it's like like in school, just like crap. No, I directed a commercial for pudding. Like, there's a lot of stress because it's like it's your project, it's your baby. You don't want to have like a bunch of people ruin it. But
what do you expect Godzilla to rate? Now that we've been kind of confused. How are you going to rate it?
I'll give my initial reaction. It was probably going to be 4 to 5 out of 10.
I was going to give it a 3.
Really?
Oof.
I was expecting it to be awful.
What about you, Tommy?
I don't like animal movies, but I'd give it more than a 3.
Really?
4.
4.
Wow,
this is initial impressions. Mm-hmm.
The guy who had the least faith in this movie
had it more than me. Right.
Yeah. I don't have to watch Japanese dubs for this one. Maybe I can follow it a little more. I don't know.
Okay, what about now, though? Now that we've heard that his first movie was kind of a success, quote-unquote, I mean, it was definitely good, but it wasn't widespread.
Because of Bryan Cranston and because of what I know now about this director,
right.
I'm giving it a solid 7.
Yeah, that's same thing, 7.
They said 3.
I said initial impression.
Oh, initial. Oh, now? No, still 3.5. 3.5.
3.5.
No, I'm excited for this one. Like, especially if the initial reviews from people who have seen it are like, dude, this movie's great. It's like, I'm going to go see this movie.
Right. I think we should go see it anyway, just so we can talk about how awful it is in a future podcast.
Oh, yeah. If it is awful. If not, dude, we're going to come back and say,
we were wrong.
We were wrong.
Yeah. Do we have time to talk about another movie?
We kind of don't, unfortunately.
How long is it? It's been,
we're going to have to wrap it up a little bit.
It's been 28 minutes, something like that.
I'm guessing
that clock, that thing's off.
I do want to mention Divergent, though, because it's opening tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, Thursday, midnight premiere.
My suspicions have kind of been confirmed.
Yes, it has. It's got 27% on its initial reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. So yeah. This is a steaming pile you want to avoid.
Or watch and laugh.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to laugh.
Hey, ninjas, it's Michael. Unfortunately, we had so much more we wanted to say about Divergent that it couldn't fit into this entire podcast. But if you want to listen to what we had to say, I made a little audio clip for you that you can listen to. So if you want to check that out, that'll be on our website as well. So go ahead and take a look at that. On to the podcast.
Well, I think that'll wrap it up for today.
Are we? Okay.
Other than that, Don't forget about our comic book show that's coming up. I think we're going to do that next week.
The t-shirts, man.
The t-shirts. Be excited for that, Film Ninjas.
How many t-shirts are we giving away?
We are going to give out one t-shirt. Because we're cheap. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
One t-shirt works.
One t-shirt. But whoever wins, yeah. So, hope you've been listening to the show.
Whoever wins, yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Whoever's been hope you've been listening very carefully to this show, because next week's trivia question is going to be based off of this show.
There you go.
There you go, Film Ninjas. T-shirt is on the line for that. So, yeah. Thanks again for listening to us. I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
I'm Tommy.
Stay shady, Film Ninjas.
You've been listening to the Film Ninjas Podcast.